When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2140, Conflict Resolution Strategies for Couples to Fight Better, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another installment of ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, here with you each and every day to read from some of the best blogs around that cover relationship building. I narrate the articles for you, and then I offer my own commentary at the end based on my history in life coaching and relationship coaching. So with that, let's hear today's post, courtesy of longtime contributor Eddie Corbano, as we optimize your life. Conflict Resolution Strategies for Couples to Fight Better, by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. Why do we fight? Are you the type of person who loves to argue, shout, and even end up in a furious rage? Or are you more the type who shrinks into your shell, avoiding conflict at all costs? Either way, you'd need some readjusting. Will this article help you to learn how to resolve conflicts the healthy way? You bet. We all know and fear those particular situations when conflict occurs and things are getting out of hand. The mere word conflict invokes negative associations of fighting, arguing, withdrawal, fear, anger, hurt, and loneliness. On the other hand, relationship conflicts can open a path to mutual understanding and personal growth. There are so-called conflict resolution strategies for couples, so conflict can be a good thing. We've all met couples who proudly proclaim that they have never had a single quarrel in their relationship. Like, ever. Apart from the fact that this is very unlikely, it's also very unhealthy. No one can tell me that a happy and fulfilling relationship is one without conflicts. If there aren't any, then something is wrong. It usually means that someone is holding back their needs and trying hard to please their partner at all costs. Needless to say, it's only a matter of time until the bomb explodes. A conflict is the most challenging thing to occur in a relationship. The only key to profit from it is to use verbal and nonverbal communication for conflict resolution. By resolving disagreements and conflicts quickly, and most importantly, painlessly, your trust in each other will flourish. In other words, an argument is good if you learn how to do this. The classic example of adverse positions when conflicts occur is the rage-withdraw opposition. Some react to conflicts with explosive rage, others freeze and withdraw. Why is that so? It all depends on how you have learned and experienced conflict resolving in your early childhood. What childhood experiences influence your ability to resolve conflicts in a negative way? If you have lived in a family where anger and frustration were taken out on you, and you grew up with feeling angry and fearful of conflict, you will most likely numb your feelings and perhaps fail to recognize your longing for closeness and tenderness. Or you will simply react explosively and angrily. On the other hand, if you learned in your family to resolve differences without humiliation or punishing, and that disagreement led to compromises, then you will later resolve your conflicts in a calm and productive way. And more importantly, you will stay true to yourself and your feelings at the same time. But how can you burst your early childhood bonds? The only way is to recognize your behavior and then correct it, over and over again. This is called building new neurological pathways. There is no other way around doing this, and no magic pill, unfortunately. The first step is to identify your conflict behavior patterns. What do you do, and how do you react during those conflicts? Once you are aware of your reaction, you can then connect this knowledge with your early childhood behavior. The last step would be, of course, to consciously alter your pattern to a newer and better one. But what is a better pattern in conflict resolution, you might ask? Verbal and nonverbal communication skills are the main keys to resolving conflicts. Here are some of these communication skills, in short. Be focused and stay calm in intense situations. This is the most important skill. If you're able to stay calm and centered no matter how intense the conflict may be, then you can guarantee that the situation will not escalate. Always know what matters most to you and be able to experience intense emotions. Never numb these basic feelings like sadness, fear, or anger. Doing so will compromise your ability to face and resolve differences. Know how to recognize and read nonverbal cues. Facial expressions, eye contact, voice tone, posture. Knowing these can help to avoid conflicts before they occur. And be playful and know when and when not to apply humor in conflict situations. Many dangerous situations in a relationship can be avoided by using humor at the right moment. The importance of personal needs. If you ignore your personal needs, they will most certainly turn up unexpectedly. It's also possible that they will manifest in other ways, like, for example, in an illness. Ignoring each other's needs can lead to serious relationship problems. Everyone has the desire to feel understood and supported by their partner. Learning to respect and realize the needs of one another is one of the most important premises of a healthy relationship. How to avoid conflicts by recognizing your needs. Acknowledge the legitimacy of your partner's and your own needs. This will open up limitless possibilities for solving problems. Identify your and your partner's needs correctly. Only then will you be able to work out a compromise that will content you both. Be aware that misunderstanding your partner's needs can endanger your relationship. Speak openly with one another about your needs. And more importantly, share your feelings about them. Never hold anything back. Eventually, it'll only come back to get you. And always try to work out a compromise. Know that it is impossible to resolve a situation without compromising if the needs are different. So learn to be a diplomat. Conclusion. Solving relationship conflicts and finding strategies is something that can be learned. If your childhood provided you with the proper mindset towards conflict, then great. If not, you have to learn it. The problem is that most people don't recognize their behavior and they don't know where it's coming from. You have to watch your own behavior and correct it consciously. Don't be a slave to your childhood experiences. The lack of understanding about different needs in a relationship and the inability to compromise are some of the most common reasons for breakups or divorces. Conflicts are good, as I said, once you have learned to profit from them and not fear them. You can elevate your relationship to a higher level. I wish you happy and healthy fights. You just listened to the post titled Conflict Resolution Strategies for Couples to Fight Better by Eddie Corbano of lovesagame.com. And be sure to stick around for my commentary in just a sec. Okay, and a big thanks to Eddie for this one, stepping outside his usual format of breakup recovery teachings and instead shifting towards dynamics that exist within the relationship, which I enjoyed. A lot of great tips here. And I'll try to add one of my own to his list about how to avoid conflicts by recognizing your needs. So keep in mind that the way we perceive our needs also differs from person to person. For example, the way our needs have been responded to over time by different people in different situations can really affect how insistent we are on having them met in the future. You might have been made to feel comfortable enough expressing your needs over time that you have more flexibility. And needs are easy to distinguish from wants for you. Or on the other hand, if your needs and wants have consistently been disregarded, and you're at a point of personal liberation maybe, then you might be trying to make up for lost time, and reclaiming your power might translate into demanding that every single want of yours is met and treated like a need. So, all this to say, it is highly important to be aware of how your needs have been met historically and how that might affect your ability to see them objectively and make compromises accordingly right now. So think about that, everyone, as we wrap up today and sign off on another episode of ORD. I thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Be sure to do the same tomorrow, where I will have another post for you. And that's where your optimal life awaits.